This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, September 27th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, very good news for Springs buyers who bought homes in 2012. And a new hotel opens in downtown Springs. To your top stories from the Colorado Springs Business Journal. People who bought a home at the bottom of the market in 2012 have earned a median $141,000, or 261% in home equity since that time. That's according to a new report from real estate brokerage Redfin. Springs buyers did well, with Olympic City, USA coming in seventh on the list of top 10 metro areas with the biggest median percent home equity growth from 2012 to 2019. The median home equity growth in Colorado Springs was $149,000, or 677%. City's median home value dollar growth was $117,000. And the Colorado Springs Business Journal reports that the Hilton Garden Inn, located at Bijou Street and Cascade Avenue, is now open. 168-room hotel is the first to be built in downtown in more than 40 years. Three other hotels have been announced or are under construction in the area, including Kinship Landing, the dual-branded Spring Hill Suites and Element Hotel, and the Hyatt Place. In stocks news, the markets opened higher on Wall Street as the U.S. and China are continuing to plan to resume trade talks. That will happen in mid-October. Markets declined yesterday amid developments in the whistleblower complaint and impeachment inquiry involving President Trump. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all trading higher. In energy news, oil prices are falling as investor worries about global economic growth. International benchmark Brent crude is down 44 cents a barrel to $62.30, and West Texas intermediate crude is down 25 cents at $56.16 a barrel. Brent and WTI are both moving toward losses of about 3% for the week. On to the latest personal income report. Americans are taking home more money, but they aren't spending very much of it. Figures out this morning show personal income increased 0.4% last month. That's 0.1% more than analysts had forecast, but personal spending was up only 0.1% in August. The smart money was expecting to see a 0.4% bump in spending. And in online security news, the New York Attorney General is suing Dunkin because of its lax cybersecurity that led to thousands of customers having money stolen. The lawsuit claims nearly 20,000 customers who used the company's smartphone app to manage their DD cards were hacked and had money taken from their accounts. It also says the app developer had warned the company repeatedly about ongoing attempts to log into customer accounts starting in 2015. And staying with cybersecurity news, DoorDash says someone stole nearly 5 million of its customers' data. TechCrunch reports the food delivery company says the breach affected its workers and merchants as well as its customers. It took place before May 4th of this year. The San Francisco-based company said anyone who joined after April 5th of 2018 is not affected. Thieves took the names, email and delivery addresses, order history, phone numbers, and passwords. They said their full credit card numbers were not stolen, though hackers did get the last four digits and the security codes. And in entertainment news, Netflix is coming to Tesla. The electric automaker announced Thursday that its latest software update this week will let Tesla drivers watch Netflix and other streaming services like YouTube or Hulu while they are parked. On the road, they'll be able to listen to streaming music on Spotify. The update will also include new features that will let drivers find local restaurants and spots of interest. And finally, because it's Friday, it's National Chocolate Milk Day, invented in colonial times by an Irishman who was introduced to a local cocoa beverage in Jamaica. Sir Hans Sloane tweaked the recipe into something closer to what we recognize today. It was actually first sold in Europe as a medicine. Today, it comes in several forms, including powder and pre-mixed syrup. And with that, happy Friday, happy National Chocolate Milk Day.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.